Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Close your eyes. Hands higher. Lift your hands high. Thank you, Master. Lift your hands high. In the name of Jesus. Those hands lifted high, eyes closed. Whisper that name, Jesus. Ancestral curses broken, the spirit of death, the spirit of fear. Fear of the unknown, fear of the future, fear of premature death. Fear of the enemy succeeding. Spirits of disease and depression and affliction. Spirits of distraction. Enemy demonic setbacks. Witchcraft, occultic manipulations. Spirits of disfavor, rejection. Spirits of stagnation. Break now! The yoke is breaking. The yoke is breaking. The yoke is breaking. Unclean spirits living out. Unclean spirits living out. Tormenting spirits living out. Spirits of limitation and hindrance living now. When I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream break and place your hand on your head. Whatever my Father in heaven has not planted in your life shall be broken right now. When I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream break and place the hands on your head. Father, let the limitation go. Let the affliction go. Let the frustrations go. Let what my Father in heaven has not planted here go. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3. Yeah. Jesus. The Lord has done it.
Something is broken in your life.
An embargo has just been lifted. Who is he that saith it and it cometh to pass when the Lord commanded it not? Today, a demonic evil cycle has just been interrupted. What God says concerning you is what will happen. Archbishop Benson Idahosa of blessed memory sang many years ago, I'm what God says I am. I'm what God says I am. I am a winner and not a loser. I'm what God says I am. I'm what God says I am. I'm what God says I am. I am a winner and not a loser. I'm what God says. I am what God says I am. I'm what God says I am. I am a winner and not a loser. I'm what God says I am. I am what God says I am. I'm what God says I am. Clap and a louder shout of praise. I am fully aware that there are people who have already received encounters and testimonies this morning, and I'll be receiving your testimonies and encounters as the time permits towards the end of the service in the name of Jesus Christ. I welcome you to the month of September. Again, it's our month of overflowing grace and glory through godly character. Give the Lord the praise. The character of God. And that character of God will center majorly on his nature of love. God is love. We'll deal with other things, but we'll center on that through the month. On the character of God, the character of love, the character of truth, the character of uprightness. Now, this morning is the blessing Sunday for the month of September, and we are looking at the subject, the godly way of the blessing. The godly way of the blessing. The godly way of the blessing. In Psalm 5 and in verse 12, the Bible said, "For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor will thou compass him as with a shield." You will bless the righteous. With favor will thou compass him as with a shield. Our objective this morning is to understand the godly way of the blessing of God. The godly way to the blessing of God. There are many people today who appear blessed, but the way into that so-called blessing is questionable. They appear blessed, but the way into that so-called blessing is questionable. Now, we are trying to understand what is the godly way of the blessing. Now, the truth of the matter is that the blessing of God will always travel in the direction of the righteous. The blessing of God will always travel in the direction of the righteous. Thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. He will always bless the righteous. When we say godly, it means godlike, to be like God. And to be like God is to live in the nature of love. Now, to function in the nature of God is to function in the realm of the blessing, is to function in the world of the blessing. When we function in the nature of God, how do I say so? In Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, the Bible said, God said, "Let us make man in our image." And then in verse 28, God made man in his image. And God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful." So God made man to look like him. And as long as man looks like God, he won't struggle for the blessing. He won't struggle to be blessed. God made man in his image and God blessed them. And God said, "Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth." Alright? So we are going to be looking at what it means to function in the blessing and to function to look like God. The most basic thing about looking like God is walking in love. That's the most basic thing about looking like God is walking in love. Nobody kills if he loves. You don't steal what belongs to another person if you walk in love, and so forth. Now, let's look at the godly ways, the upright ways, the love ways to the blessing, and I'll look at about six of them. Because of how important these points are, I'm going to look at them in this service and then look at them in a second service using different scriptures and different illustrations. Now, number one, to walk in the godly way of the blessing, number one, give to God what belongs to him. You want to see the blessing of God in the godly way. Give to God what belongs to him. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 9 all the way to verse 10. He said, "Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty and thy presses shall burst with new wine." Honor the Lord with thy substance. The meaning of that is always separate a portion to God out of your substance. Matthew 6 and in verse 33 said, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." In your financial life, in your resources life, let God be first in your substance. What is the outcome of that? Your possession is secured when God's portion is released. Your possession explodes when God's portion is assured. In tithes, in offerings, in givings. The nation of Israel is still blessed and relevant today because they are a nation that understood what it meant to give God his portion, and they taught their children so. So some of the wealthiest people on the face of the earth today are either Jewish or have Jewish roots. Some of the wealthiest. The wealth of the man John D. Rockefeller exists till today because his mother taught him to tithe. And even though he's gone many years ago, the explosion still continues today. Give to God what belongs to him is the godly way to the blessing, number one. Number two, be a blessing to your world. Be a blessing to your world. Especially the less privileged. In Genesis chapter 12 and in verse 2, God began to speak to Abraham. And he said, I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. See the meaning of that. If you are ready to be a blessing, you cannot struggle to be blessed. If you are ready, if you are willing to be a blessing, you will never struggle to be blessed. The writer of Acres of Diamond, Russell Conwell, founder of Temple University, he said, if you will love your neighbor as yourself, you won't struggle for resources. If you will genuinely love your neighbor as yourself, genuinely. See the life of Job in Job chapter 29 verse 11. Job chapter 29 verse 11 all the way to verse 13. He said, when the ear heard me, then it blessed me. And when the eye saw me, it gave witness to me. Because I delivered the poor that cried, and the fatherless, and him that had none to help him. The blessing of him that was ready to perish came upon me, and I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. Jump to verse 15. I put on righteousness and it was there. Now, I was eyes to the blind and feet to the lame. I was the father to the poor, and the cause which I knew not, I searched out. Verse 17. And I break the jaws of the wicked and pluck the spoil out of his teeth. Now, jump to verse 19. My root was spread out by the waters, and the dew lay all night upon my branch. My glory was fresh in me, and my bow was renewed in my hand. Hallelujah. Unto me men gave heed, because I did all of this, and waited, and kept silence at my counsel. After my words they spake not again, and my speech dropped upon them like bomb. Hallelujah. They waited for my count for me as for the rain, and they opened their mouth wide as for the latter rain. I see somebody exploding in the realm of the blessing where your generation will celebrate you like never. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. You believe that? Shout amen at the top of your voice. Until you are interested in people, God can never be interested in you. Truth. Very, very important. You must come to the point in your life where your success is only measured by those who became successful because of you. Hear what I'm saying? Come to the point, let your vision, let your target be that your success in life is measured by people who become successful because of you. If that is not a part of your target, you will never go far in life and go far with God. Investing in people is investing in your future.
has been said that success without a successor is failure. Let your rise lift others. That is when your rise will be endless. Make up your mind that you are not going to go up alone. If you are going to go up, calculate the going up of others with you. So that when you go up, you remain up and you keep going. Investing in people is a secret of the blessing. Somebody say amen. Let me say this and then we'll go to the next point. What you do with those who are lower than you will determine what the one who is higher than you will do with you. Did you hear what I just said? What you do with those or for those who are lower than you will determine what the one who is higher than you will do with you. There are those who are permanent oppressors of the poor, permanent oppressors of the less privileged. They don't go anywhere. And if they go anywhere, where they are going does not have a future. Their wealth dies with them. Their children cannot perpetuate whatever they got. What to do with those who are lower than you will determine what the one is capital O, that is God, the one who is higher than you will do with you. Hallelujah. And that leads me to point number 2, 3. Be good. And I mean nice to your employees. And labor force. People who work with you. People who work for you. Be good. Be nice to them. It entered his head. It entered his head. Be good to them. Be nice to those who work for you. Those who work for you. Those who are in your employee force or labor force. Genesis chapter 14 verse 14. Genesis 14 and verse 14. The Bible said, and when Abraham heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants. Born in his own house. 318. Pursue them unto Dan. There were people that were born in Abraham's house. The children of those who worked for him. We are raised in his own house. That is not the kind of world we live in today. You must know the difference between August children and other children. Have you ever seen a family where there is a little house girl who is the age of the children of the house? I'm sure you've seen such. Most times when you see them, you know the difference. These are the children and this is the one. That is. For Abraham, those children that his driver, cook and all of that, those children were raised in his house. No wonder. He had no end to the blessing. Our children went to the same school with our chef and household staff. We paid the school fees. We paid the school fees of everybody. We paid everybody's school fees. Our own children's school fees. The children of those working in our house. Do you want to hear the next one? They entered the same vehicle that dropped them in school. They wore the same uniform, the same cloth. Even when that one was not working with us anymore, the school fees continued. If
the school fees does not continue, he cannot pay it. He can't pay it. I am not trying to blow any trumpet, but examples are the things that communicate principles. Because some people think that people just happen. There is nothing I am wearing now that I bought. Okay, see, this man is looking nice all the time. I am busy attending to other people's welfare. And God is busy attending to my welfare. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loud most amen. Don't maltreat your employees. Don't maltreat your labor force. Don't maltreat your workmen. It will hinder your future. Don't withhold their wages when it is due. Leviticus chapter 19 verse 13. Leviticus 19 and in verse 13. He said, thou shalt not defraud your neighbor, neither rob him. The wages of him that is hired shall not abide with you all night till the morning. Our salary here cannot cross, highest 25th, right? 26th. Not to talk of crossing until it has entered the next month. 1 month has passed, 2 months has passed, 3 months until they are crying. I went to one of the states and we had a crusade. And they brought money to support the crusade. And I said to them, this crusade is not government project. So number one, we don't need the money. Number two, I hear that salaries have not been paid for staff yet. Join this money to the salary. It's when you make yourself like a servant of people. Let this money be joined to pay the salaries. They can't recover from it. That is why many of our lands and states and nations and territories are under the curse. People are working 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, no salary. There are some places where they use some useless wisdom and say, pay them half salary this month. What a useless operation. Abraham took care of the children of his employees. Some of our people here traveled recently to Europe, to Paris, for a few days. Camera people, is it? Some camera people, some editors, some people, just to go briefly. And some have not crossed even River Niger or River. Just move and go so that your record can be fully open, so your travel history can open. So that when it's time to go here, go there, you can go freely. When we wanted to travel at first, there was slight challenge because the devil knew the impact. Yes, there was visa refusal here and there. Once or twice. Fully loaded, but they refused. Because they knew the devil there was afraid of what we were coming to do. These people didn't pass through anything like that. They didn't even know what it means. Somebody paid the price for them. Am I communicating? One of the places we traveled to, the immigration met us inside the aircraft. And then cleared everybody. They didn't know what it means to pass through immigration. Passport, take, move. I'm not talking of... You see, do you understand what I'm talking about?
same plane we enter is the same plane those carrying camera will enter. Or those on the drum. It's not like we are traveling this way, you travel that way. Am I communicating? Don't be an oppressor. There is nothing you are that is not God who made you. You know what our pastor said? He said, this preaching not for my yoga. People can look for trouble. What I am saying with a clear conscience, he said, not for his yoga. Preaching that for my oga. That is to show you that that oga has no future. Buy the message for the oga. Hallelujah. Please listen to this as I proceed. Your heart towards people affects your height in life. It affects your height in life. Some people don't know why some people suddenly disappear. They are no longer rich. Or by the time they die, everything they labored for on earth disappeared. Because what the way and manner they have carried their lives cannot sustain a future. Be good, be nice to your employees, your labor force, as much as it lies in your power. Number four, do not add to your resources what belongs to others. What belongs to another. Do not add to your resources what belongs to another. Genesis chapter 14 verse 21 to 23. Genesis 14, 21 to 23. Abraham speaking said, and the king of Sodom said unto Abraham, give me the persons and take the goods to thyself. And Abraham said to the king of Sodom, I have lifted up mine hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth. That I will not take from a thread, even to a shoe lasher. And that I will not take anything that is thine, in case you say, lest you say, I have made Abraham rich. Don't take anything that is yours. I haven't taken anything from you into what is mine. Don't add to your resources what belongs to another. Money, resources belonging to another should not cross into your own resources. It will corrupt your good. Listen to this and take it down. What belongs to another person does not increase you, cannot increase you. It will only diminish your life. Anything that is another's that you are trying to divert to yourself will never increase you. It will never lead to your increase. It will only diminish you. You remember the story of Achan, the son of Zabdi. I think that was Joshua chapter 7, maybe from verse 24 down. Achan took and stole the Babylonish garment. And all Israel gathered and took Achan, the son of Zerah, and the silver and the garment and the wedge of gold and his sons and his daughters and his oxen and his asses and his sheep and his tent and all that he had. And they brought them to the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, why has thou troubled us? And the Lord shall trouble thee this day. And all Israel stoned him with stones and burned them with fire after they had stoned them with stones. And they raised over him a great heap of stones unto this day. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger. Wherefore the name of that place was called the Valley of Achor unto this day. Achan took what was not his. All the things he had that were his before then were confiscated, set on fire. What he took, he lost. What he had before then, he lost. He even lost the lives of family members. That will never be your portion. What belongs to another cannot increase you. It will only diminish you. Number five. Be faithful in another man's business. Be faithful in another man's business. Be faithful in another man's interest. That is, you are an employee. That is, you are a laborer. That is, you are a manager. That is, you are engaged to just make an input in somebody's business or somebody's work, whatever it is. In Genesis chapter 31, verse 38, all the way to verse 42, we saw how Jacob walked. He said, "These 20 years have I been with thee. Thy ewes and thy she-goats have not cast their young, and the rams of your flock have I not eaten. That which was ton of beasts I brought not unto thee. I bear the loss of it. Of my hand did thou require it, whether stolen by day or stolen by night. Thus I was." Back up to verse 39. See how he labored. 39. "That which was ton of beasts I didn't bring to you. I bear the loss of it. Of my hand did thou require it, whether stolen by day or stolen by night. Thus I was. In the day the drought consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from my eyes. Thus have I been 20 years in your house. I served you 14 years for thy two daughters, 6 years for thy cattle and thy wheat, and thou hast changed my wages 10 times. You see that? Look after another person's business like it is your own business. Work for somebody as if you are working for yourself. It's a sure way to the blessing of God. We live in a country today where people are so self-centered. Everybody is doing their own thing until the boss arrives and everybody wakes up as if they are just walking. Have you seen that before? Just a noise everywhere. There, just everything. Everywhere. And then, Oga MD arrives or CEO arrives and everybody sits up. Who are you deceiving? Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he reap. That is what has killed our government system today. One of our members here was appointed commissioner in one of the states. And she said the first time she appeared in one of their offices, she could not believe what was going on. People came to work whenever they wanted. Noise everywhere. You won't see anybody on their seat. Say, what am I seeing? And this person has worked before in a proper international organization. Proper. Imagine working in a place like UN or some of these places, and then you come into this kind of system. Everything upside down. Conclusion. No wonder the nation is where it is. Haven't you heard people tell you things like, don't take government's work on your head. It's not your papa work. That is the worst statement that can come out of any man, human being's mouth. They are paying your salary, yet it's not your papa work. They are giving you leave allowance, yet it's not your papa work. They pay your travel allowance when you travel, yet it's not your father's work, so you shouldn't carry it on. It's one of the most useless things that has made people very useless. So sorry to say, many people come out of civil service and they are zero because of the 35 years of useless input. Don't misunderstand me. There are dutiful people among them. Otherwise, the whole thing would have been totally collapsed. There are people who labor. There are people who do the work. But there are those that for 35 years, they cannot point at one impact. Then they retired and are very tired. Doing nothing. It's tough to deal. Whatsoever your hand finds to do,
do it with your might. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10. Give every task at hand the best you have got. Even if it is for 5 minutes, do it with your strength. Even if it is for 1 minute, that is how I have lived my life. If you give me 5 minutes to preach, I will prepare for like, that's how I live my life. I will prepare like, one day I was going to Israel for a program. I sat, it was Ethiopian Airlines. I sat, I think it was a 5-hour flight. I walked from here until we reached Addis Ababa. The man sitting by me is a professor. He looked at me and said, are you a professor? What is your work? And I told him who I was there. You are preparing as if you are preparing a doctoral thesis or something. I said, yes, I'm going to deliver a paper. It is 35 minutes preaching. I ransacked everywhere. By the time I read it, I was talking, I was telling Israeli, the Jews, the story of their lives and their history. One of them told me, say, you are talking as if you are a Jew. I said, I know the history. Not just Bible history, their history, physical history in the land. I was telling them details about their Negev, about how many percentage of their land is desert, and every single detail. I don't know how to do it otherwise. If it's a fault, it's a good fault. Am I communicating at all? Lead prayer for 5 minutes. It is bomb. I must put myself under pressure for that 5 minutes. Am I communicating at all? And the best of life answers to the best from man. What you give is what you get. If you can't give the best to life, you can't get the best out of life. You can't sow average and reap eminence. You cannot sow average and reap eminence. Whatever thy hand finds to do, do it with all thy heart. Hallelujah. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say loud amen. When I receive a song and I begin, at times I receive the lyric, the melody and the music before the wordings. And when I'm getting when the wordings are flowing, every single line, if it has three verses, the number of notes on line two of verse one is the same number of notes on line two of verse two. The same number of notes on line three, on line two of verse three. You can't calculate it, it won't be wrong. Impossible. You see, there are songs you hear, some verses are rushing, other verses are slow. No. It's just that attention. The first verse can be received today, and then I can wait until it is perfected by tomorrow, the second verse. I don't care if it takes 1 week for three verses to be ready. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Whatsoever your hand finds to do, do it with your mind. Now look at this scripture, and I begin to round off now. Luke chapter 16 verse 11. Luke 16 verse 11. If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? Verse 12. And if you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? Very direct. This is the point, and then I will go to the final point. Your faithfulness in that which is another's, in that which is another man's, determines your access to the true riches of life. Your faithfulness in that which is another man's. How you work for that office like you are working for yourself. How you are laboring in that man's business, in that government work like it is your work. It determines your access to the true riches of life. See how Joseph worked in the house of Laban. As if he was working for himself. Sorry, Joseph worked in the house of Potiphar. As if it was his own business. No wonder God eventually even took him above the Potiphar, took him above Potiphar, and gave him the whole world of Egypt to manage. Don't look at another person.
Some people say, well, monkey they walk, baboon they chop.
I can't kill myself. I can't kill myself. This
man is, see, he's enjoying his life and we are here suffering ourselves.
Don't talk like that.
There was a time the man labored. And just ensure that, just make sure you are not working for the man. You are working under God and working for your own future. What you sow here, you can reap there. So sow. Keep sowing.
Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. Anybody really and truly blessed today, shout the loudest, amen.
And finally, number 6 for today, avoid the way of crookedness and fraud. The way of crookedness, the way of fraud. Job chapter 1, verse 1. He said, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. Verse 2. There were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. Verse 3. His substance. You see? The man was upright. He eschewed evil. So he had substance. His substance also was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 she asses, a very great household. So that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. A very great household. He was the greatest of all the men of the East. Crooked deals, fraudulent deals, businesses you can't explain, you can't understand. When they are giving you the explanation of it, it's not clear. The money of it is not clear. Please bear in mind that crookedness today equals wretchedness tomorrow. Crookedness today. Idi Amin Dada of Uganda, if he was still alive today, would have been the most wretched person on earth. God will never bless crookedness. He will never bless unrighteousness. Avoid the way of crookedness. What God can't give you, you don't need it. What you can't get by labor, and you didn't get by favor, and you didn't get by your wisdom, godly wisdom, you don't need at all. Somebody say aloud, amen. All those young boys wasting their life on the internet in internet fraud. Living big, spraying dollars, just moving, big life, big cars. What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? What kind of heart is it that you stay on the internet and stay on computer and begin to dupe people? I don't understand how demonic some people say. I want to let you know that while I was praying last night, my name is Dr. Pastor Paul Enenche. While I was praying last night, the Lord gave me a revelation about you. And that revelation says that there are very many enemies around your life, especially one old woman in your village. One old woman. And every village has old women. That is the major cause of your problem. Now, I want you to take a 3-day fast, but send an offering to this bank account. It's an offering to this bank account. It's one orphanage somewhere. Somebody dying of cancer somewhere. Send them. I say, that is the voice of the devil. And there are still people who bow for such. My father used to say, when somebody said, your father said this, without you seeing me, you should know whether your father can say such.
should know. You should know. Okay, my father can say such a thing. My father can't say this thing. You know me. Do you understand what I'm saying? And so you understand the spiritual cycle where you are. Such statements will never in the dream. But there are those who are just there. You want to steal in your own name. They don't have a name, so they are using another person's name. Am I communicating? One of them sent me a message. He has been an internet fraud or something star, and now he has repented, but his life has no peace. How can you have peace when you have caused many people to lose their peace? Some people's lives ending, you carried it. You know, Paul the apostle repented, but he suffered. Because he suffered other people. Was he not the one standing when they were stoning Stephen? He gathered Stephen's clothes. He persecuted people. When he got saved, God said, I receive your salvation. But I need you to feel what you made other people felt. So they stoned Paul too. Two people they stoned in the Bible, Stephen and Paul. They stoned him very well. So you are doing some useless things and say, I will repent later. Don't worry. They still repent, but you will feel some pain. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. How many times did they suffer Peter like that? The way Paul suffered. Where was Peter stoned? Do you understand what I'm saying? But Paul, he said, I suffered in the hand of false brethren. I suffered. He was permanently recounting his sufferings. Hallelujah. God will grant us victory. Two counsels I give right now as we close in this service. Again, I've given you 6 points. Give to God what belongs to Him. Number two, be a blessing to your world, especially the less privileged. Number three, be good, be nice to your employees, to your labor force. Number four, do not add to your resources what belongs to another. Number five, be faithful in another man's business or interest. And number six, avoid the way of crookedness and fraud. Counsel number one, follow the godly way of the blessing. If you want results that last, follow the godly way of the blessing. There are many shortcuts. There are many ways in which people want to be rich and wealthy and influential. Follow the godly way of the blessing. If you want results that last. Second, follow the godly way of the blessing. If you want to succeed on earth and make eternity in heaven and make it. Because it's possible to succeed in the earth and end in hell. Follow the godly way of the blessing. If you want to succeed on the earth and make eternity in heaven, follow the godly way of the blessing. And the Lord shall help us in the name of Jesus Christ. I believe that there is someone here. See, the Lord has been showing me recently very, very, very massive wealth coming to the church. Because of the agenda of God in this entire very unbelievable wealth that you can't comprehend. Wealth that you have no clue about. Gold as dust. The kind of wealth that an individual is having that is like the wealth of a nation. Individual institutions like the wealth of a nation. And God will pass it through His channel. And the channels are the things we are talking about. And I believe that there are people seated here today. In a short while to come, all the people you know in your village, in your community, your contemporaries, if they put their resources together, it will not be near what God will put in your hands. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. Stand up on your feet to the loudest shout of amen. And this shall be happening. Because of what God wants to do in our world in this time. Lift up your hands and lift up your voice. And let's appreciate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Be upstanding everywhere you are. Everywhere you are. Everywhere you are. Lift up your hands and lift up your voice. That's right.
Let's worship him. Let's honor him and let's adore him. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Adonai, we worship you. In Jesus' precious name. You are going to lift up your hands and thank the Lord. How many of you feel blessed by this word? That guy said, this word not my for my organ. I'm sure you heard your own inside too. You heard your own inside. Be a faithful employee. Carry another person's work as if it is your work. Do somebody's business as if it is your business. Work for another man as if you are working for yourself. And there are many things to say here this morning. Lift up your hands and just appreciate God. And I'm happy Dunamis Worldwide is connected. I see a revolution coming. I see an unusual revolution coming. Lift up your hands and lift up your voice. And say after me, say, Father, I thank you for your word to me today. I receive the grace to run with this word. I receive your help in running with this word. I receive it now. Open your mouth and pray. Jesus' precious name. We are going to pray some prayers. It's a blessing Sunday, and we are going to pray some prayers very, very quickly right now. Galatians chapter 3 and in verse 13 and 14. He said, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles, and that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Pray this prayer after me and say, Father,
Father,
I ask that you will dismantle every ancestral, generational, witchcraft, or occultic curse working against my life, against my destiny, in this season. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you will dismantle every ancestral, generational, witchcraft, or occultic curse or covenant working against my life and my destiny in this season. Father, dismantle them now, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Father, I ask that you dismantle every ancestral, generational witchcraft and occultic curse working against my life, against my destiny in this season. Father, dismantle the ancestral, the generational, the witchcraft, the occultic curse working against my life, against my destiny in this season. Precious name. Luke chapter 10 and in verse 19. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and on scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Say after me, say, Father, we take authority over every satanic reprisal and counterattack of your good works in our midst. Father, we declare them destroyed by the power of your Spirit. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Again, Father, we take authority over every satanic reprisal and counterattack of your good works in our midst. We declare them destroyed by the power of your Spirit. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Father, we take authority over every satanic reprisal and counterattack of your good works in our midst. We declare them destroyed by the power of your spirit. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, we take authority over every satanic missiles and counterattacks of your food wars in our midst. We declare them destroyed by the power of your spirit. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, we take authority over every satanic missile and counterattacks of your good works in our midst. We declare them destroyed by the power of your spirit. Oh Lord, italara da 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 ketola da da da. In Jesus' precious name. Romans chapter 8, verse 1 to 2. He said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh but after the spirit. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Say after me, say, Father,
Father,
we ask
for the free
and abundant flow of the spirit of life among your people in dunamis, neutralizing the agenda and presence of the spirit of strange disease or premature death amidst your people. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father, we ask for the free and abundant flow of the spirit of life among your people in dunamis, neutralizing the agenda and presence of the spirit of strange disease or premature death among your people. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray for the abundant flow of the spirit of life among your people in dunamis, and neutralize the agenda and the presence of the spirit of strange disease or premature death amidst your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask for the free and abundant flow of the spirit of life among your people in dunamis, and neutralize the agenda and the presence of the spirit of strange disease or premature death among your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask for the free and abundant flow of the spirit of life among your people in dunamis, neutralizing the agenda and presence of the spirit of strange disease or premature death amidst your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, the Lord has heard and answered in Jesus' name. Lamentation chapter 3 and in verse 37, he said, who is he that saith, and it cometh to pass when the Lord commanded it not? Want to dismantle the structure of oppression, captivity, poverty, retrogression set in our nation. Many of you are aware that there were strangers who came into this country many years ago. I'm sure you understand what I'm saying. Total, complete strangers. They don't have a history here beyond 200 years old. Yet want to overrun the country by a demonic structure that they claim to have. Want it to scatter. The way the foundation of the prison scattered, we want that structure to scatter. This is September. Next month we enter October, our Independence Month. We want this structure to scatter. And in this, as we step into this season, let God do a new thing that will take the world by surprise. Lift your voice and say, Father, we ask that you will dismantle every structure of generational oppression, captivity, and retrogression established from the foundation of our nation. We decree that they be completely destroyed and eliminated. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Again, Father, we ask that you dismantle every structure of generational oppression, captivity, and retrogression established from the foundation of our nation. We decree that they be completely destroyed and eliminated. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. destruction of generational oppression, captivity and retrogression established from the foundation of our nation. We decree that they be completely destroyed and eliminated in the name of Jesus. Give us Lord a testimony. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your two hands and say, Father,
make me a blessing
to my generation.
Today,
help me
with the discipline
to follow
the godly way
of the blessing.
In the name of Jesus,
say, Father,
I ask
that you help me
to be a blessing
to my generation,
and help me
with the discipline
to follow
the godly way
to the blessing.
I receive
the grace
and the discipline
to follow
that godly way
to the blessing.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
open your mouth.
Precious name.
The Lord has heard and answered us in Jesus' name. Lift up your hands and let's honor him and adore him.
Lift your hands. Worship him.
Ancient of days, as old as you are, as old as you are, you will never fail. Ancient of days, as old as you are.
A chance.
Ancient of days, as old as you are, as old as you are, you will never change.
Everybody sing.
Ancient of days, as old as you are, as old as you are, you will never change. Ancient of days, as old as you are, as old as you are, you will never change. Ancient of days, as old as you are.
You will never change. Sing it one more time.
You will never change.
Ancient of days,
as old as you are,
as you are,
you will never change. Ancient of days, as old as you are, as old as you are, you will.
Lift up your hands. Father, we give you the praise and the honor. Thank you for the impartation of the blessing. Thank you for what is coming right now. Thank you for your touch on the life of someone. Lift up your hands. Shako kobaga da 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 da.
Place your right hand on your forehead and lift up the other hand. I speak today in the name that is above every name, Jesus the resurrected Lord. The release of the blessing of God. I take authority over every spell of ancestral curse, generational curse, family curse, occultic curse, or covenant.
I declare them broken right now. In the name of Jesus. I decree today
in the month of September,
the systems are put under pressure.
First, every curse, generational, ancestral, family, occultic, or witchcraft, curse or spell or covenant against your life or your family or your loved ones are broken right now in the name of Jesus. Second, the systems are put under pressure. They lose their peace and sleep and rest until everything that is yours enters your hands. In the name of Jesus. Third, I declare the release of the blessing of divine health and divine healing. Every affliction on your body, in your body, in your system, is flushed out now. In the name of Jesus. Fourth, I take authority over every pressure on your mind, every anxiety, every worry, everything that is a cause of concern in your life today. I declare the release of the peace of God and the release of answers and solutions right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Fifth, I decree every mystery surrounding your life and your destiny in this season, the mystery is demystified. Amen. The mystery is unraveled. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Sixth, I decree the release of the blessing of divine direction. Yes, yes, yes. Everyone at a junction of confusion in need of direction, receive it right now. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Seven, I declare the release of the blessing of supernatural supplies. Yes, yes. Supernatural provision is your portion. Receive it right now. In the name of Jesus. Eight, I declare the release of the spirit of rejection, the spirit of stagnation, disfavor on your life. It is arrested right now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Nine, I declare. After 9 months, women give birth to children. This is the ninth month of the year. Every delivery, breakthrough, and anything that needs to be delivered into your hands or delivered through your life in this month, I declare their deliveries in the name of Jesus. Ten, I speak the blessing of life.
You shall not die before your time. Every death planned for you, every death scheduled for you, scheduled for your loved ones, scheduled for anyone connected, related, or associated with you, every accident, every attack, ritualist attack, occultic attack, every kidnap attack, every banditry attack, terrorism attack, any form of attack that is targeted at your life, targeted at your health, today the attack returns back to hell.
Amen.
And you shall fulfill your days.
I see healings, I see deliverances, I see encounters, I see divine interventions received now. That's right.
We declare the blessing of this month upon you in Jesus' name. In this ninth month, we declare the delivery of all that you have been expecting in the name of Jesus. And in 9 months from today, everyone trusting God for the fruit of the womb, you shall be delivering them in the name of Jesus. Those trusting to be married, we declare your establishment. Those trusting God to be in school, you are established. Those trusting God for the blessing of the works of your hands, your finances, your resources, it is released today in the name of Jesus.
So shall it be. Go forth, break forth In Jesus' name. Wave your hands and give him the praise. I know that there are many things that God has done in somebody's life. There are healings that took place while the first ministration was on. People receive diverse encounters. If you are like that, you step forward quickly. Let's hear from you. And while that is going on, let the communion be passed. And then we'll take to the next level. Take your seat. You receive something of God. Something happened. A healing happened to you. For example, somebody's shoulder is set free. Somebody's heaviness left. Somebody's back is healed. And then spirits of death left while we're praying at the first time. Quickly step forward and let's hear what God did for you. While that is going on, please go ahead.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, you are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah, yes, you are
mighty God,
the great I am.
The great I am.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah. Yes, you are.
Shout of praise. Quickly assist us. Let us know those on the line already. Please go ahead and pick up the communions and distribute it and let it be off before we finish with the testimonies. Yes.
Sir, Sister Perpetual said, while we're praying for Nigeria, dismantling every evil structure and foundation, she saw a giant, tall, naked, standing like before the nation, and a long hand came, cutting the structure right from the feet.
He saw a giant.
A structure like a giant, naked, standing before the nation.
So a structure like a giant, is the structure a person or what?
Yes, he said it's like a person.
From the leg, the knife began to cut that structure.
Yes, sir.
Somebody shout power! Lift your hands and say
every evil structure
that is standing in my destiny, in the destiny of the church, before the destiny of our nation, collapse now in the name of Jesus. Yes, go on ahead. Unless
my sister Tessie said, well, a request was made for us to place our hands on our head and scream, I receive. She did. Before her hand rested on her forehead, a dark hand was unlaid from her forehead.
A dark hand was dark already hand on her head. Yes. And that dark hand, every evil hand afflicting your life, today is the end of that hand of evil. Can you say louder? Amen. Every wrong and negative impartation on your life is reversed today. Yes, what happened?
Sister Martha was diagnosed as having obstructed jaundice. And she was treated for surgery. He said she had been suffering from chest pain, bodily pain, sleepless night, and as if there's hotness under her breast. She came in that condition because she didn't want to go for the surgery. As the word went forth, say the pain left her, the body itching stopped, and she feels she had been delivered.
Congratulations. Amen. You return and bring back your testimony. In Jesus' precious name. We have many other people right here. If we take one or two more at the most, because of time, congratulations for your testimonies. And it is permanent in Jesus' name. You can let us know in second service what God did for you. And we'll be glad to hear from you. Pastors, you let us know if you want us to take one more. But while we are in this position, please hold on to your communion. We'll be through in a short while. You came in here this morning and you are in need of surrender to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You are saying, Pastor, I heard that message. It touched my life. I want to make my way right with Jesus. I want Jesus to be Lord over my life. Anywhere you are, stand up on your feet, carry your Bibles, carry your Bibles, and quickly rush right to the frontier and let me pray for you. You want to say, Pastor, I want my sins forgiven. I want to be a genuine Christian. You may already have your communion. You can carry it and come forward. Carry your Bibles, carry your Bibles. I'll give you the count of 10 and I want you to rush forward quickly. Don't be the last person to come. Anywhere you are, sitting right there. Pastor, I want to make my ways right with Jesus. I want to be born again. I want to be free from sin. That's right. They are running upward in other locations right there. Quickly come forward now. I'll give you the count of 10. 1, 2.
I've got my mind made.
Don't be the last to come, be the first. 3.
Turn back, but I want to see my Jesus someday.
4.
I've got my mind made up.
5.
Won't turn back, but I want
6.
To see my Jesus someday.
7.
I've got my mind made
up. 8. Addiction, a negative lifestyle. There is something you are not happy with. You are drinking, you are smoking, you are lying, you are cheating, you are duping, you are in internet fraud, whatever it is. Or maybe you are just bitter and unforgiving. And you know that kind of life can take you to hell. Quickly stand up on your feet also. Carry your bags and your Bibles at a count of 5. You run forward and let's pray for you. 1. Come and break the addiction. Break the lifestyle. Break that thing that wants to take you to hell. 2.
Goodbye.
3.
Turn
4. And 5. I've made up my mind to go this way. The rest of my life. For you today, I ask that the hold of sin be broken of your life and grace to live for God be released upon you in Jesus' precious name. God bless you. You are welcome.